U.S. Steel says workers at its Clairton plant south of Pittsburgh were heating coal and preparing for routine maintenance Monday morning when an explosion rocked the plant. Two workers were killed and more than 10 others injured, including one who was trapped in the rubble for hours. But exactly what caused the blast remains under investigation. Governor Josh Shapiro.
It is dangerous work that they do. It shouldn't be as dangerous as it was yesterday. And we owe them an answer for what happened.
U.S. Steel CEO David Burritt says the company is working closely with local, state, and federal authorities.
We will share as much as we can, as soon as we can, and we will take every step necessary to keep our people safe.
Sound courtesy WTAE. I'm Ben Thomas.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.